baby.
Okay.
Ski ba 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 da bo. Scat man.
I'm a scat man.
You ever shot yourself?
My ass man.
Many times.
Yes.
Story time.
Okay. Wait, okay. 1, 2, 3. All right. How's it going? You're tuning into episode 4, Disco Saloon. Back again. Another foggy night in Cross House. It's really lovely.
It's very.
It kind of looks like Silent Hill. I'm
don't
really
dogs people.
It.
I was saying Exorcist. That was my.
Oh yeah, no.
I picked up Jay on our lamppost.
So Silent Hill 2, to be specific. I'd say.
I've never seen it. I'm sorry. I'll get there.
We'll get into that. So I'm joined by Aaron, aka Beanie, aka Young Feline Fetish. I've got Bradley, aka Chesney, aka Young Motorbike Astray. And then I've got Jay as well. So I suppose we'll just get started. Beanie, do you ever think about your own death?
Do I think about my own death? Do I ever? absolutely, I do, aye. All the time. But well, especially in the winter, I think I had previously disclosed something similar to that. But I'm very much a like morbid thinker that way. Like I think about it quite a lot, especially at night time. Like, see when you're lying in bed and you're just about to fall asleep and then it's like, fuck. One day it's permasleep. Like,
do you know? Permafrost.
It's like one day I'm going to go to sleep and then I just, my eyes will never open again. And then it's like, that's kind of scary. Like, but then, like, we spoke about God last week. If you've not seen it, get on it. But, aye, God was the topic and we kind of spoke a wee bit about that, about faith and stuff. So sometimes I've got to kind of kid myself on and be like, aye, like, but it's, maybe there's something better. And I'm like, because it's that agnostic way, kind of an atheist, it's more leaning towards like it is just eternal darkness. But then you put it back and you go, well, before I was born, I was nothing. So I'll return to being nothing. And I tell you something, I wasn't fucking worrying about bills before I was born.
No worrying about that TV license before I was born.
Chaps at the door didn't give me anxiety. So plenty, and that's just like the tip of my mortality iceberg, you could say. But 100% death will think about it quite a bit.
Have you got a preferred method of death?
Oh, see, I think when I was younger, I would be like, oh, I just want to be old and good in my sleep, right? But then I think if I get to that point, right, you might have made peace with it in some capacity, but like to some extent, but. It's that thing where it's like, well, you know it's inevitable and it's coming. Whereas, like, see if you just get, like, crashed by a big truck or, like, a Final Destination-esque setting. Like, you just didn't know it was coming, then you
tired
were...
Tired of the heat.
I stay in for the lawnmower. Aye.
Oh, mate. See, when I walk up the side of a road, when I drive, but, like, if I ever day walk anywhere and I'm going to walk beside traffic, I'm always petrified that a car's going to run out of steam at just the right angle with the right amount of momentum and then just shoot me clean in the eyeball and, like, wipe me out. So I think about that quite a lot.
Just a GTA and just... Brrr,
so maybe that wouldn't be, like, the worst way. I think something that's quick would be great. I think one of the worst ways would probably be, like, see, like, any of the true crime cases that you listen to. I think that's where the fascination comes from, because it's, like, actual imagine, but you were locked in a basement for fucking... It was 2 weeks. You'd fucking ate a bowl of rice and the cunt was lashing you with a whip. Like, think about that.
Pilt your back off.
Aye, and, like, you're actually sitting there. Like,
sorry, the back. I'm back again.
Aye, like,
you don't laugh, you're great, man.
No, but I do plenty. What about who else would like to step up and give me a hand here?
I was going to say, at what point can this no go on YouTube? Because is there no, like, a couple of words that they're, like, off a hangy about, and I'm not obviously going to say anything.
That's, like,
but...
demonetisation, but aye, we're not saying
anything. I mean, we're not exactly making bank.
Aye, we're not going to go into the... we're not going to be sitting here describing a horror film.
No,
like,
no specifics.
No, aye.
You never
no,
what was the question?
Do you ever think about your own death?
Method of death.
Or method of death as well.
Okay.
We'll go method of death, right? Go method.
Aye.
Just whatever the easiest one is, without any...
What, no pain?
Like, just like your time was up sort of style, without any pain.
So like,
so it doesn't need
like
be
a
age.
Heart, like a heart attack, like a straight up heart
well,
attack.
Is it gonna hurt me? Because if so, no.
I get what hurts. I every death hurts. I don't think there's like a single one. Even like drowning hurts.
I think drowning would be terrible actually. Because think about where it's like not being able to catch.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to drown. Right. I just want to be a force.
Well, so are you wanting like guillotine? Are you wanting just head?
I've thought about bullet to the head.
Straight in the back of the head.
I know, like without Ken and snipe to the head, you don't get, you're not got Felix, bullet to the head.
But I saw these guys on YouTube who were like doing it and they were like, they managed to figure out a way to like figure out the pain threshold of like different executions. And one of them was like bullet in the back of the head and they were like, ah, it's pretty sore.
Oh my God.
It's not like it kills you, bang, right there. It does, but it doesn't like, you still feel
how
it.
Did they test that?
Fuck knows.
Just killed a guy.
They had like a dummy set up that was like meant to mimic a human.
Oh,
and
it maybe have like a pressure gauge
and
that.
And it was like the most.
It sounds like a Brainiac thing.
Brainiac size abuse.
I'd not. Preferably, I don't want my brains to be splattered or the. What I mean is like zero.
See,
just.
In your sleep?
Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm now thinking, because you're saying in your sleep. Does MD actually...
to go to sleep?
No. Does MD actually die in their sleep, or do they have a heart attack when they're sleeping?
I think you must wake up before you die. Unless it's like somebody is injecting you.
Aye, because that's... I was going to say like a euthanasia
The thing is, but I don't think you're conscious like we are at that point. See, if you're like dying in your sleep, or some folk will go into like a state that they aren't they really themselves anymore. It's like a halfway house.
No, fully like.
So I don't think you're even understanding. Purgatory. That's where I went to go.
Enter the ether realm.
I'm just went whatever the easiest route is. It's not going to require my brains to be splattered or the flare or any sort of pain.
I was just thinking there, what a good one could be would be like guillotine. Like, that would maybe actually be like
straight down the neck.
Aye, like just straight neck. Like, I think that would be like you would just brace and then you'd be gone. Like,
pretty cool way to go as well.
I'm kind of that way.
I think the anticipation would be like the shit bit of that, but like knowing it's gone. Like, see, you sitting thinking, like, no, I'm about to get too morbid. I'm about to.
No, I was going to say,
feel your morbid, mate.
Should I go?
Imagine you're the guy cutting the rope and he's like,
No.
No,
because you remember ISIS? Remember ISIS? Fucking.
Oh, the Facebook video.
So they used to do.
Right.
So. Right, no, I don't think I'm going to get too
heavy. No.
So but they
that
used to...
That's never making it to YouTube.
they used to do, like, fake executions every day, and then one day they just did it to make you, like, pure camera.
That's wild, man.
Which is fucking
I
mental.
Guess as well, this is one of these questions where it's like... I'm probably more interested in the actual... metaphysical, psychological, whatever of death, rather than because, like, I don't think I have a preferred way of going because I really don't want it to. I'm not excited about it happening.
Is it no mad though that there might come a time in your life where you can accept the idea of death, but like actually accept it? Like, you're 70 year old when you're like, because you must get up at 7 in the morning to go and get your bird feed or whatever, the bird seeds, man, and at like 70 and go, Ken, when's my time up, man? Honestly, just take me.
It seems off at alien.
Just take
to me,
man.
They thought it's...
We're relatively, like, in the grand scheme,
young,
relatively
man.
Young.
Young as anything,
like, still, 100%.
Did you ever see that woman that was, like, 130 years old? And she, like, everyone that she knew was just dead. For, like, 50 plus years. And she was like, I just miss my sister. It's like... Are you happy to be alive? She's like, not really. No. It's kind of shite. My grandkids don't like speak to me. I smell too bad. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
that's wild. 130's
that,
an
that'd
age.
That'd be one dusty carpet, man. On her
smell
house.
Smell her face, fuck.
Oh, everything. Aye, the full thing. She'd have wrinkles on her wrinkles, man.
I think as well, I don't like thinking about it too much because I think you can put yourself in an offer bad night.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's one of the things that's... I can't really compare it to anything else. It's healthy today within a certain limit. There's stuff in your... There's stuff you should think about, but you shouldn't dawn on it too much because then... And I think death's one of them. I think folk that don't think about it are wrong, but I think if it's all you think about, that's like...
It's good. You can get into that, like, down the rabbit hole where... Because, like, you can absolutely... Like, I actually read a Reddit post, and it was about a guy, and you might have heard of this, I don't know. But basically, it was, I think he had OCD, and he became obsessed with this idea of, like, there was proof that there was, like, this afterlife, and he became obsessed with it. And he got, like, sectioned because he couldn't stop thinking about this place he was got after he died. He thought it was real. All these pseudoscientists were saying it was a thing. He got a lot of help, seemed normal, then one day just, like, ended it so that he could go to this place. Like, he convinced himself it was, like, 100%. And it wasn't a heaven either. It was, like some kind of made-up type, culty type thing.
He straight up done the end Inception, man. He's or no, the end, his wife. So she's like, no, we're still in the dream world, and she jumps out the building.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
Aye. She's like, no, we've got to the real world. And it's like, mate.
It's like in Immortals. You ever see that, the French
oh.
one?
Oh.
Visually. She's
mate, where are you? Where are you going with the flare on this?
I was actually about to say. I was like, have you done all right week? Because
I'm in. Do you know what it is? I'm in full combat mode today. I went into the Scott mid next to my walk, and there was no boost balls.
Oh mate,
do you know how much they're charging for a fucking can of like a 330 can of mil iron brew? 95p. 95.
Daylight
I was like,
robbery.
Fuck, I'm not buying
boost
that.
Aye, boost. I've got one in my bag earlier if you want it. It's going to make you feel any better.
Stop the recording. Stop the recording.
And I do actually, I'm not even kidding on. I'm sure
honestly, if I don't get a boost bar, I get a star bar. Neither.
I don't
so
think I've
ever
tried
since
a star
I was
bar.
In full fucking good. Combat.
I think it's like a.
Is like
it
a boost,
like
but it's no a boost.
It's like peanuts, isn't it? Oh, you can't have it.
I can't have it. Peanuts, huh?
That's
I was
going to
say, I probably worry more about other folks' death than I do mine, but I do think about mine quite a bit.
I think you can also, like, there's the whole Stoic thing that you use death as a reminder, like, to not spend too much time worrying about things. So there's, like, the memento mori, which I think translate in Latin to, like, you will die or something like that. And you can buy one of the calendars and it's, like, for, like, 0 to like 75, and it tells you how many weeks you've got left to live. I was going to buy one once.
Fuck
but,
that.
Aye, exactly. but it's also, it's quite a good, like, see when you get in your own head and you end up doing 10, 15 rabbit holes in your brain, and then you go, I'm going to die one day. And you're like,
see, I use that.
Everything's all right, mate. Like, chill out.
I use that to get out a lot of stuff in life.
But then you can also use it to justify doing bad things.
I get stressed out the smallest things, and then I'll just be sitting and working. I'm like, Ken, I'm going to be a bit of dirt in the ground one day. Like, why? Like, I could just walk out this door now or work or whatever. I can leave the situation. Like, Disney actual matter that much?
No.
Like,
no.
At Disney, like, no. It's all going to go away one day. Why do I need to get that annoyed about it in that moment?
Do you know, you've just ticked me out. Why do I need to worry about it? And that's something that I don't need to worry about, but I do worry about, which is the heat death of the universe.
That's like, have you saw the meme? Like, it's like 6-year-old me finding that the sun's going to explode in 4 billion years. I'm sure we spoke about it when we were like 7.
It's exactly that same thing. Like,
it's like, oh my god, 4 billion years.
Because see the idea of the human race continuing, and like, I'm no here, but like, just it continues. But that's no going to happen. Like, no, unless we become like a spacefaring. Like species, and then we go and colonize the rest of the universe and move from bit to bit over the next millions, billions of years. And like, I don't think we're going to do that. Like, we will end ourselves before we fucking colonize the universe.
Ken, I've actually now decided I'm going to strive to just like I have been trying it
in this moment.
Years, but
is this
in
a
this,
breakthrough?
In this,
this
moment, I'm just striving to give
let's go
zero fucks about anything to the point where it's like, see if I want to do something, as long as it's not going to hurt anybody else,
I
just do
it.
Got any day it because 100%. It's like, what are we actually doing here? Like,
no, you're right. I think that's kind of like partly like why we're even doing this, and
well,
like, just
true,
whatever else. It's in that vein. Because it's like, well, we'll just do what we want to do, like, because we might as well enjoy ourselves.
Straight up, like, folk, I think it's maturity, and I think folk, they end up, they just, it becomes too late for folk, like, they hit, like, 50, and then they realise that nobody actually gives a fuck about what you're doing, and it's actually, everybody's focused on their own shit, thinking that everybody else is judging them, when really, mace folk are just alright if you're alright with them.
Mace
so
folk
it's just, like, they
don't hang.
Care
nobody what
actually
you're doing.
Cares.
And if MD does really
that's
care,
their problem,
that's their issue, it's not right. I think we've like all slowly reached that kind of apex, and then it's like, right, cool, now we now we can just enjoy ourselves and do some fun shit, like, 100% within reason. Don't want to upset MD, hurt MD's feelings, nothing like that. well, best we can.
Aye.
That's that.
But what I was going to say is I don't like to think about my own death too much, but I do think about other people's deaths, and I do think ultimately, like, oh, like, I'm not going to be... Like, I'll sometimes lie in my bed, and this is when I can. I'm in my feels, and I'll be like, Ken, this is all going to go away one day. Like, as much as I'm accepting of the fact that I don't care about anything because it is all going to go away, I'm like, wouldn't it be nice just to kind of float about for... Like, and I don't... I'm not talking about living forever, but... Can't it be kind of cool just to, like, I don't know, exist forever in some form?
In some capacity.
A reincarnation? I'd be chill with reincarnation. See if I come back as a bird or like a tiger or something, and then I get like shot in the head by a predator, and then you come back as a human again. I'll take my turns, man.
What if, right? Like, what do you think about this idea?
I know where
slash
you're going
theory,
with this theory,
and it's what if. I'd use comfortable, and I think I probably am in some sense, if time is a circle.
I think it is, yeah.
And I actually, I think it might be. Like, that's my, like, my instinct tells me that, like, what is going to happen and what has happened before is already set in stone. We think we've got free will, but we don't really. It's all within a certain pattern. And then you just do it. And to me, that's more comforting to think about, because then it's like, right, well, I like this version of me hangies, but then I'm going to be back again and like Dana O'Hare. It's weird, but it's like I find it kind of weirdly
it's
comforting.
Like a comfort in like knowing that you've lived more than just your own life, kind of thing.
That's why my mom says she used to be a Chinese empress or something.
But I think folk they get too, like, I think folk thinking about life as a line does kind of ruin a lot of stuff, because it's all about this, like, A to B stuff, where it's like, shouldn't it really be like that?
No. I think a lot of folk, they spend too much time thinking about what matters to them right now.
Like, is everything spherical anyway? Would it not make sense for life itself to be spherical?
Like a kind of loop.
Because all the proton things and that, they're not lines.
No. They're waveforms, most of them at the quantum level.
So it
would
make sense for life not to be this rigid straight line.
And everything that is, like, and it's that, like, it almost feels now like it's a corny thing, you could say, or a cringe thing. But it's like, obviously, we technically are made of stardust. Like, that's a real life thing. We came for stars that exploded and then it made everything for there. Like, if there's a cyclical nature, everything that once was, and everything that is the new, it's the exact same amount of stuff. Like, there is no... Like, I don't think matter can just come into existence. It just exists, and then it gets reformed, recreated. So the idea that all the matter gets sucked back in and then comes back out and does its own loop would, in my brain, make more sense.
Because then it doesn't end.
Aye, because it's just... It's like, we don't know before the Big Bang.
But then that's like a whole justification. And that's... In my head, it makes sense. Then that's just a very positive justification that nothing can die to make you feel comfortable.
It's a nice way. That's probably one of the better ways, I think.
Kenny, folk are listening to this and it's no 2 a.m. for them when they're listening to it. I'm very sorry if it's like 9 a.m. and you're listening to this and you're like,
Somebody's driving home, like, for what? Like,
talk about
oh my
farts.
God, man. What's your best fart of the week? Nearly shot myself in my bed. But didn't he? Fart of the week.
What about Dutch ovens anyway?
I will please some listeners, yeah.
I'm sure, I can't even remember, but I'm sure Lauren googled what a Dutch oven was once, because we made a joke about it. And it's because a Dutch oven seals the heat better than a normal oven. And see, when I found it, made me just actual cackle, man. Just that's too funny, man.
But what was the thing that folk used to do and they would fart in their hands? A cupcake and they would clasp it.
Russian gas mask.
Russian gas mask. No, see the Deadpool hang, man, a crop dust, man. You walk by somebody bending down and you fart by their face, crop dust. That is so peak, man.
That's so good.
That's so good, man. Honestly. Cupcake, man. See if you've got a wee brother and wee sister. Aye, they've ate a cupcake or Shannon used to get it all the time, man. And like, looking back, you're kind of like, that's kind of weird. But you're also like, no, that's the funniest thing ever, man. I don't care.
Taste your ass.
taste these nice rainbow shit particles right in my hand.
Right, anyway.
Waveforms of shit.
Taste the universe of shit, man. I sit and say to my wee sister, oh, do you know that actually we all come for Stardust? Fucking hold that. Stardust for my hoop.
Somebody's going to need to like Gandalf this podcast and they like stun up and just write save the day.
It's too good, but it's badly too good.
Fuck Mary Kill, Veal Ferdinand, Michael Owen, Mark Keown.
Oh, that's a...
It's a doozy.
Michael.
Right, I'll go with Michael. I'll go him with Michael Owen, even though he went for Liverpool to Man United. I'd do that.
Michael Owen, mind when he had the wee boy butt in the nets, and the wee boy was like fucking free fit, and he kept banging them in tap bags and celebrating because the wee boy couldn't save it, obviously. Oh man, fuck him.
Ballon d'Or, man, as you know.
Kill him.
Oh man.
Right,
no, and then I'd say, no, man.
I can't believe you're hinting about that. Surely the actor's off.
Mate, Martin Keown. I can't, you're an Arsenal fan, but he is the worst.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the worst.
That's what I mean.
But then I'm no marrying Rio Ferdinand.
Rio Ferdinand cheated on his like cancer-ridden wife.
He's though. Also like a Man United. No, man. No, no, right.
Ollie's at the wheel.
I'll take Rio home. Why no?
Yeah, it's probably, handsome.
He's tall and handsome, whatever, right? That's cool. I'll marry Michael Owen and... And then I'll kill Martin Keown. He's dead. Because some of the stuff he comes out with, man, holy keep. Up, right.
That's too good.
Me now.
Let's go there.
I can't, like, Michael Owen is like, and I'm like, he's too, like, he's no way it. He's
no, he doesn't live in the real world.
He's never watched a movie. So
I was about to say, do you remember his tweets?
Sorry, that was loud.
What?
His tweets where he was just like, oh, what was it he watched? He watched something.
Polar Express.
It was like,
or something silly.
It was like Finding Nemo. He was like, nah, I didn't like it.
So I'm probably getting rid of him, and then we'll probably mount Rio Ferdinand. And then
are you marrying Mark Keels?
Well, do,
aye, because he's an Arsenal
hold
fan.
On a minute. Whoa. We didn't say anything about it had to be a happy marriage. Plus, you're going to marry. At least Martin Keown's going to watch films. He's not going to cheat on you if you're lying out.
No, I keep
up. Well, listen, Rio Ferdinand's the best looking, right?
I'd probably say so.
You cannot put up with Rio Ferdinand and Michael Owen as your. You just tell me he cheated on his wife that was ill, and Michael Owen Disney watch films, and Disney can't help you work like an oven.
What was the story about Michael Owen when he was at Real Madrid and he used to drive back to the airport every single day to get an English newspaper? Like, he made sure his house was next to the airport so he could go get an English newspaper.
Oh my
That's
god.
Wild. He's a weird
like, I think you just need to put up with Keown. Like, just put, because he's not actually that bad a person.
Is
that. Did he cheat on his dying wife?
It's not,
no,
I don't know. I'm
just going straight off takes. Do you know what I mean? The takes. And Keon's get bad takes. He's just. Oh my god.
I hate him.
But then if you went about judging who you were going to marry based on their takes, the world would go nowhere.
You'd be single forever.
I don't know how any of yous would want to permanently make your existence with Michael and Rio Ferdinand.
The options are weak, man. You've trumped us.
Right, let's get off this subject and I'll pull my Doritos story out so we can back on normality.
Aye, back to it.
Right, so the other day there, I eat meal deals like... Who rabbit eats carrots? I don't know. I was trying to think of some serious meat.
Who eats grass?
Because obviously student and working part time, so I just like during lunch I'll just like I'm two meal deals a day at this point, man. I'm crack it like crazy meal deals. Right, anyway. So, going for my meal deal, and I was like, Kim, what? I'm actually not going to buy a bit of chocolate this time. Sometimes I'll get chocolate with them. I'm going to just go for a bag of crisps. And Kim, that way, I was drowned out with options. So, right. I was like, I'll just grab a packet of Doritos, Cool Original.
Little Lands, Cool Original.
Nice.
So, I sat down to eat said packet of crisps, and I ate the first two, and there was nae flavour on them. And I was like, nae flavour whatsoever. And I was
nothing
like,
at all?
Nothing at all, not even a crumb of dust. And I was like, maybe that was just like two up the tap. Aye. Never really, it's all fell down the bottom, right?
Never get much coverage. Like O2's network.
Aye. Cut to two mail later. And I'm like, this full packet has nae dust on it. But and they're not that crunchy.
The plain tortilla chips, plain basically, tortilla at that chips. Point.
So...
I
did the trigger fingers onto the laptop or my phone or whatever, Doritos customer service. I fill in this form with the barcode, where I bought it, the batch number, all this information off the back of the packet, what size the packet is, what kind of bag it is. It was like a grab bag. Told them what Tesco go to and all that. I got an email about an hour later. Saying, I described what my problem is as well. There's
lack of dust.
This crop dust didn't reach. This bag missed the dust stage.
The stardust.
There must be an issue in your duster machine. There's a fucking black hole in the middle of your machine. Get it sorted.
So they replied, like, really, like, I'm wanting a job with at the Doritos. I think it's Walkers or Pepsi. I'm wanting a job at their customer service because...
But they own you quick.
They were on me hella quick. And I was like, don't tell me he's sitting in that office with nothing today. It's like, it's like a huge...
Eating
like,
a bag of Doritos.
Like, Walkers is crazy. Like, it's like a huge... like.
And they
anyway,
go back to
so
you?
Replied the quickest ever. And he's like, I'm so sorry to hear that this was your experience with your product today. What I'm going to do is send you a couple of vouchers in the mail. And I'm like, and he's like, cheers for letting us know. I'll pass it on to our quality team. Their day there through the post with the Doritos logo on this letter.
Was it on a letter?
Dear Jay, telling me they're very sorry and all that. £2.50 vouchers for any Walkers products.
What? That is so cool, man.
How do you redeem them?
Tesco, Asda, Morrison, Sainsbury's.
No way, you're going to walk up to Tesco with a Walkers.
Well, see, this is now the crisis, because I've got raging anxiety, and I can't wait to get up to the till, and all I'm buying is Walkers products.
Here's my fucking vouchers.
like, stand look at the woman, like, me no have money, I just got the voucher.
No habla inglés?
No habla inglés, voucher?
Dorito no dust.
I was thinking, Ken let me know tempo for this now, just every couple, but then I reckon if you're emailing them every couple of months, you'd start to go, like, this guy's just went free crash.
Honestly, man, I'm wanting you putting that Doritos letter on your wall.
Well,
that
that's what
brilliant.
I'm saying, it's got the actual Doritos logo on it. I think the guy was called Kareem or something, legend. Like,
shout out, man.
That is brilliant customer service. And let me tell you, if Walkers are listening, I'll be back. That just is, based on that.
That is unbelievable stuff.
Get you a job with a quality team.
Big up the Doritos.
Do you remember that day that we opened a packet of prawn cocktail discos?
What, and it
was
HUD?
There was a nugget of flavour.
Aye, full dust.
Did I?
Full dust, you had it.
So good, man.
It was...
I swear, man.
I don't know what size
it's like
it was.
It's like a beach, man. A beach of dust. It's brilliant.
It was like a brick of prawn cocktail dust. Like, nae crisp or dust.
Aye.
I ate it. My face turned pink. Wow.
You ken the strength of the things, man. Discos don't fuck about, man.
The thing I see usually with a packet of Doritos, I don't know if it's hanging, but it's like that scene in Over the Hedge where they open up the packs and it's like, woof, and all the dust goes up the squirrel's nose and all that, man. That's wild.
Ken, I'm pretty sure I've got a list on my phone of my favourite crisp, but I can't remember that off the top of my
head. I was just thinking there, what is your go-to packet of crisp?
The prawn cocktail discos.
They are peak. The bacon ones used to be good. Mm. Was it bacon? Mine had the bacon.
Came out of a bit to say.
They're your favourite.
No. Think about crisps me and you like. For that postie round there.
What, spicy rings?
Spicy, 20 spicy onion rings melt in your mouth. spicy bikers, because see now they've changed the recipe and fucked them.
Have they? I've not had them in a minute.
Still
man.
Good, but
what's the basket ones that we talk about?
They've got different names depending on who makes them, but I think effectively they're all called something roughly like barbecue snacks with an X at the end. Barbecue saucers.
And they've got the sour cream and chive ones, man. I swear, every day,
I'm such a like a beta cuck fucking missionary bastard. Like, I go into work every day and I buy the £1.25 bag already sold at Walker's. Every day. Get that and a can of energy juice, and then I get a
check
Pepsi.
Check his hard drive.
Honestly.
Expand your palate.
It's terrible. Like, and it's every day. It's just that's new in my routine. Like, it's a pizza at night time, but it's a packet of ready salt at Walker's.
I will say, but they're quite good as like a generic bar snack kind of thing. Aye,
just snack. I think it's just because, like, I don't need to anticipate a flavour. Like, aye. I can just eat them in the corn. It's like,
tell you what would be better, but is the called the salt packet ones.
Salt and shake, baby.
We're good,
let
man.
Me tell you, I took them home one day and put mere salt from my cupboard in them. Salty enough.
Came it was I was fucked, but see if you didn't get like a good shake half on them, you could get one crisp that was just like white with salt, man. And it would actually make you feel sick. Like,
I actually went to who come up with that and what the thought process of that actually is.
Oh, let's add an extra step for cunts and they'll go wild for it. Aye.
And we'll make them a pound a bag.
Aye.
Yes.
What about you?
Money.
Do you remember those French fries? Aye. The salted French fries, the greasy boys.
Like the
Walker's
sticks.
French fries?
Were the Walker's?
Aye,
Walker's. The ones are slightly curved, but...
No.
You talking about
salt? Oh, you're at chipsticks?
Chipsticks.
Oh, see the tang after them, man.
They were wild, man.
Chipsticks are good, man.
That was like a journey of flavour.
Aye, they are.
Do you know what's good? The Thai sweet chili McCoy's as well.
Oh, like, Thai sweet chicken ones. Yes. Them and flame grilled steak and the prawn cocktail ones with McCoy's.
McCoy's is like...
They're an elite crisp.
They kind of slap.
Are they Scottish crisps? Or they just called McCoy's?
I think they might be Walker's McCoy's. Oh, they're Irish, are they? Well, I'm wrong.
See, I'm a Doritos slut, but I don't blaspheme, but I don't think they're my favourite. If anybody from Doritos is listening, I'm sorry, but I love an unholy amount of your crisps, but they're just maybe
You used to really like the dips, didn't you?
Oh,
or day.
Still day. Let's not talk past tense.
Me and Jay
had one yesterday or something.
Me and Jay had Aldi many times. He's like, oh, what's one of the dips like? And I'm like, oh, on you go.
Co-op. Sea salt and Chardonnay vinegar crisps are cracking for the flavour.
Sounds good, man.
The flavour is like 99 out of 100.
Is it?
Like the Tesco's finest one?
Do I like the Tesco's?
No, is that the Tesco's
co-op,
finest?
Co-op Irresistible or whatever it's called.
It's funny they've all got their own
brands. Skips are there, man.
I used to like... Skips man. No Skips.
Ken, don't stare me on these crisps because I'll be here all day. What were they, Space Raiders that were the curry ones?
I think the red packet of Space Raiders might be my favourite.
Saucy barbecue Transformer snacks.
Oh, Transformer snack. Folk don't care about Transformer. I'm sure I asked a person.
They're so good. I eat them as well.
Didn't
sometimes
care
we'll
what Transformer
have them
snack was. And I was like, what?
A pound for a
Ken, this podcast is too funny. This episode, folk are just listening to us.
Don't be crisp.
Alphabet spaghetti coming out my mouth and spelling out like a crisp name, like
fucking Doritos.
Somebody needs to tell me, was there a spicy Space Raider?
Spicy man? I don't know, man.
In a purple packet.
Wait, there was a purple one. Aye, that was that no saucy something?
I thought it was spicy.
Spicy?
Because there's pickled onion and then there's...
Barbecue's the red one?
Is there barbecue space?
I think that's called
are you
the
talking
red
about
one?
Are we talking about Space Raiders?
No, beef. No, what's the red?
Beef.
I'm telling you the new, we'll Google
pickle
it.
Onion.
We'll Google it during the break, but there's an orange packet, I'm almost certain.
Orange ones?
No, Yellow Monster Munch is the best, guys. I'm no joke. At least when I was younger, Yellow Monster
Munch. Beef Monster Munch.
They give you a beefy breath, but oh my God, man.
What
smell
about
the ones
you turned your tongue blue? Was that vanilla ice cream Monster Munch?
I don't remember
if it's the vanilla ice cream ones that turn your tongue blue or if this was two separate entities, but Monster had a thing that was vanilla ice cream flavour.
Seems quite good.
The pickle onion ones of them are cracked, man. Your breath is like...
I don't really.
I've not had a pickled onion since like my grandson.
I like 10 years ago. I like what they call the Worcestershire sauce Walker's purple bag.
They still do them, no?
Do you mean they used their black bag of Walkers?
Barbecue rib, they were really good, man. They were really good.
No, smoky bacon Walkers, they're kind of standard. They're like a great classic.
There's so many Christmas missed out, I can't even think. But
Flaming Hot Watsits.
Tomato ketchup.
They used to do the
Watsits.
I'm sure they did a prong cocktail Watsits one at one point.
They've got like 10 in the shop. They've got like 10 different versions of Watsits now. They've got giant ones where they're huge. And they all come in like prong cocktail spicy, and it's the same flavour as the Monster Munch now. It's like sweet and spicy, flaming hot. So it's like all Walker's flaming hot crisps are the same thing.
So they're the same place.
Cracked,
they watch it's a crazy man. See, in the right mood, man. Watch it's they're kind of big, man.
Talk about dips, but
we might with the dips.
Supercharger
dip is out
there,
man.
Could we stop the new for the break?
We can,
indeed we can. Come back to the old dips.
We'll come back to the dips.
We'll dip out and
dip back in.
Dip back in.
Love that. Be back in a minute. Skybosh.
Anytime at all.
Right then.
All right. Segment 2, Disco Saloon, episode 4. We were just talking about dips. We're going to dip back in.
Yes, we are.
Dip the toes.
Mm-hmm.
Tap 3 fast food dips for you, Jay. It doesn't need to be tap 3, actually, just say tap.
That's cracking.
It's funny. Your eyes, but the way you reacted was more intense looking at me than when he asked you what happens when you die. Like, 3 dips? I can't do that when
because,
I die.
Me and Ailey, my girlfriend's actual relationship, was built upon the foundations of we both discovered that the other person was first person we'd met that was that into dips is their person, if that makes if I've explained that. And like, we're both really into dips.
You're both
and I had
never
met somebody that else that was into dips as much as me. We went out for dinner to Thundercat in Glasgow and we were like,
sure, Thundercat.
We're trying every dip on this fucking menu.
How many was that?
Hunters. We had like actually about 8 dips sitting at the table. We just like, even if you're not going to eat the full thing, just to try different, obsessed, every fucking where we go, we base where we're going to eat food off what dips are on that menu that are available to us. Because we're no gone if they're not going to use the dips.
That's so class.
Do you ever go to Pings and Gilly? Because they've got all the mad dips in there.
Aye, oh, they've got the crazy dips. Wingstop and all, man. Wing See stops. That blue cheese for Wingstop? Wow! Hey, tap dips for...
So like a supercharger?
Superchargers are supercharger there. Blue cheese peak. For Wingstop, or the ranch, or the honey mustard.
Oh, that ranch, man.
Lava sauce from Taco Bell. Southwest sauce for Subway.
Oh, yes.
Chipotle.
I actually don't care what MD says. I like the sweet so curry good. Thing for McDonald's.
Sweet curry's good. Chicken nuggets.
My sister
good.
Loves the sweet curry, man.
Even the sweet sauce is good, man. Sweet sauce is good.
Anyway, I'll stop. I'll calm down.
You don't need to.
You love that.
Just keep going.
You're on a roll.
I was on a roll. Where else are we going to go? The M&S, if MD likes, got M&S. They do a buffalo chicken dip. They do a chicken Caesar dip. Crazy.
Sounds
like,
that's
a big thing
nice.
As well, man.
Dip settings, man. I scream. I've only got one I want to bring to the table, because you've mentioned their good ones, which is Pepe's Piri Piri Mayo.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about the extra hot ones.
Oh, yes.
And that's an all. But see that, you get the piri good fries chaps. For Pepe's and then the dip. Sometimes I'll just order 2 large fries and then just like whatever with
Pepe's
2 or 3 dips.
Pepe's did a limited run not that long ago. Yeah, a dip called Chimichurri Mayo. Holy fuck, it blew my head backwards.
Chimichurri Mayo.
I always get the extra hot ones when I go to Gallo's, Pepe's or Black Rooster, and honestly I'm sweating within 2 dips and regretting my choice.
But you're loving it.
Aye.
Yeah, boy.
What about yous?
Southwest sauce with mayo, like mixed together. I've had the same Subway order since I was like 15 in school. They used to do a £2 deal where you get 6-inch a cookie and a drink.
£2 mental.
And it's BMT with cheese, lettuce, red onion, pickle, Southwest sauce, mayonnaise. See them together? Wow, Southwest sauce, Southwest Chipotle. Drown me in it. The Paddy Mayo for Pepe's.
You know, it's mental listening to your Subway order there because it, like, there's like quite a decent bit of stuff. I literally just get the hearty Italian and then I get chicken tikka and cheese and then the Southwest sauce. That's it.
I get the chicken tikka, and if I'm feeling hell, I get the chicken tikka.
You get the salad.
I got jalapenos and sometimes something else, but what you don't do, and if anybody's listening to this, if you go to Subway, don't get lettuce because they give you less of air stuff. That is the science, but I've seen them do it, I've watched them do it.
It's crunched the numbers.
Chicken tikka, jalapeno, cheese, toasted, hearty Italian.
Italian herbs and cheese got
foot
to be.
Long.
And
foot
also,
long.
Every time, I went to Subway once and I had enough money and I said, oh no, I'll not get a foot long because 6 inch will be enough and I'll get a cookie. Every time I get a foot long because it's never enough, ever. Like that woman who
never enough.
But I was asked for extra pickles as well. I always say to them, like, can you pick quite a lot of pickles on?
Can the more we do this
and
podcast,
anxiety challenge.
The more I find out why my weight is the way it is, because nothing gets me more excited than talking about food, and I could, like, even anything that I'm obsessed with, food's just...
Could be obsessed with anything, man. You know what I mean?
You get any dips?
Every dip that I like has been mentioned. I'm sitting here. I like the sweet chili one for McDonald's. And apart from that,
the Domino's pizza dip's good as well.
The garlic and herb.
Frank's hot sauce. I thought you were going to say Frank's.
It absolutely tears my insides to bits.
Wow.
But if I buy a bottle, I'll use it one time and then bin the bottle immediately after because the next day is an absolute bloodbath. It is terrible.
No, it's the amount of times that I've came into the house and Aaron's eaten something. And like the day before, he's told me, like the night before, like he's pat Frank's own something. It's almost like a running joke in the house.
It's terrible.
Oh man, I shouldn't have put that Frank's red hot sauce on that sizzle last night, my hoops and bits. And then I'll come in the next day and he's got an air pizza with my Frank's red hot on it. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
I just am a glutton for punishment.
Now we've actually brought bottled sauces onto the table.
I think I could name about two bottled sauces.
You've opened me up Pandora's box. Mary Berry. Ken Mary Berry. Mary Berry.
You know, she baked cakes.
She baked cakes. But she's also got a line of
condiments.
Salad dressings and condiments. And one of them's a blue cheese dressing, right? And see if you get chicken, like coated chicken, make your own buffalo wings, basically buffalo boneless wings, and dip it in that blue cheese dip. See when that hits your mouth, Mars. Without Elon Musk, then myself, stargazing. So good, man.
Yeah, I'm a star. You'd be too in there.
Move on. Right, wait. Sauces is too many.
I've got one. Then this might be a particular one to me, which is I hate meat that's on the bone. Like, I hate it. So, and I hate chicken thighs and all. See, wings, hate wings. Because there's bits of chicken that isn't white. It's the same with ribs.
You get brown meat and kind of white meat.
So, the boneless wings still have the dark tendons in them. Do you know, or do you just mean like they're the shape of wings?
It's not even the bone that puts you off, it's the actual, like...
It's the discoloured meat. I know it's no discoloured, that's
well,
it.
Well, I think you could find places that do that, but see a lot of places when they advertise boneless wings, it's essentially just a
chicken
bag
breast
of chicken.
Chunks.
A bit of chicken with breadcrumbs on it.
Because that's what I'm talking about, taking it home and making, buying chicken breasts, cutting them up, do the coating yourself.
Right, so no actual wings, because...
I'm not the biggest, I don't really care too much for normal wings, I'm bone... See, anywhere I go, see if they do boneless wings.
The play. It's like a Chinese. I need to get a breast of chicken curry, but hundreds of folk don't do that. But I always be like, if I got a normal chicken curry, there'll be a wee black bit in it, and then I'll know what I eat the rest
of
the chicken.
So, how do you feel about steaks then if it was to blood?
Oh, I don't mind that.
You don't mind that? That's
where my brain like is can't compute.
I think
mean?
It's
like,
cause
I,
it's...
I kind of get it, but...
It's like, Perry, I cut the fat off, but I don't eat the fat.
You might have liked something I was eating 2 weeks ago. I went to that I went to that Wee Hurry in Troon, the Chippy.
Oh, right.
I go calamari.
Oh, guys. Oh, right.
I don't
oh,
mind calamari. Yeah. I need to be in the mood for it, but...
Right. Get seafood there.
See, when you buy it, but quite a lot of places you'll cut into it and it's just white meat. They must have caught that day. I've got a 40. I might need to upload it somewhere or just show yous. I was eating... suckers and tentacles, baby. I have a photo. Purple suckers and tentacles, man.
Nah.
Trapping them in my mouth.
Nah, get
I'm
wrecked.
Convinced I'm actually a bear. Like, you're talking about dying, man. I think I was a bear.
Like, you were out there like catching salmon with your, like, with your head first.
Aye, like, over the hedge, like a raccoon or something. Kind.
No, been raiding.
Anyway, I just left.
Get seafood to fuck, but Bradley's got a good story about the time on holiday when he ate seafood.
So, like, I'm a guy
this
that likes,
peak.
I eat quite a lot of food, right? I take pride in the fact that I like a lot of things. Like, when folk go, oh, I don't like Brussels sprouts, I go, yes, love Christmas dinner with Brussels sprouts. Oh, gads, get mushrooms too. I like mushrooms. Have them with a steak.
Everybody's plates, see if there's stuff left. He's the guy that comes in, like, aye. Henry Hoover.
There's no many things I don't like, but seafood, it just does. I don't know what it is, but I kind of care what it is. But basically, me and Aaron were on holiday, we were in Turkey. I think I was 13 and Aaron had been, what, 15?
Aye, something like that.
And so when we were in this hotel, it was an all-inclusive hotel, and they had, like, these guys cutting up big bits of meat on, like, these big... oven hangs, but like big barbecue hangs, and there was a big swordfish hanging, getting absolutely charred to bits,
hanging on a hook.
And like, obviously,
and it was huge.
My mom's going, "Oh, why don't you try it, Brad?" And I'm like, "Aye, I'll try it." So I got a bit of swordfish, and I ate a bit of swordfish, and it was reeking. It tasted like, I don't even know, it tasted like fishy cardboard. We like, it was just stinking, and it just wasn't good, and it was like stringy, and it was hard and hard but stringy. But I didn't really enjoy it, still ate it, but and then for about 3 days, 3 days I couldn't go to my bed in Turkey, and I shat myself walking up, going up the elevator at one point.
Were you for 3 days both ways?
Oh,
bangs?
I couldn't eat anything. My ma or my stepdad would bring up a bit of toast to the room, and like, I'd lock it and just like go to the pan.
Were you cut angle in his twin breath for 2 days? What angle?
I was gone, man. But I do remember I came downstairs on like the third day thinking I was all right. And, like, I remember somebody, our uncle or something, had ordered, like, there was a mad alcoholic drink, I remember this. It was called, like, a hammerhead or something.
Head fucker.
A head fucker. That was what the drink was. And it was just any booze ever put into a drink. I just remember that being a thing. But I remember, like, as sitting and I was drinking something, and I farted, I think there was got to be a fart. And I shat my shorts. So I had to squeeze my legs as tight as I can, go up the elevator, and I was back to the room for another night.
No, it's been one of the funniest bits is my ma took him to the fucking doctor. I'm sure it was this whole day. Took him to the doctor, and the doctor was like, €100 for a checkup. My mom said, fucking later.
No, it was 400.
400.
Because if you don't have health insurance when you're in Turkey, €400. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's it, man. That's it, €400. And I'm locking them all. Like, I'm pretty sure I had sunstroke as well, by the way. So I mean, food poisoning probably could have died, but didn't. And sunstroke and everything, then got the doctor and he's at €400.
I'm 100% certain you could have got a new pair of teeth for €400. And a new hairdo, man. Swordfish on holiday is quite a badge, and it gets a lot.
Oh, it was so mad, man. Well, they say the seafoods, I was, but like the same like shellfish and that, didn't they? But it was, oh man, it was so bad. And I honestly think in the same holiday, I think before it, the night I ate the swordfish, there was a massage gone for nothing, and nobody wanted to take it, and I took it. So this like 30-year-old woman gave me, a 13-year-old boy, a massage. So I've had a massage, swordfish and chat in the elevator in the space of 2 days. Mate. And Ken, I'd be back to Turkey. I'd be back. Lara Beach Hotel. That joke. I'd be back. We went back 2 years later, and it was class. Honestly, man. But no, if you see a swordfish hanging, man, batter it down and tell nobody to eat it. Because honestly, man, honestly.
Put it back in the ocean.
Aye. Put it back in the ocean. Shouldn't have been hanging out swordfish anyway.
See, be fair.
On the swordfish.
See, be fair, anything that's got the combined name of a weapon and like an animal should just not be eaten anyway. Like,
I'm not eating a hammerhead shark.
Honestly, no, man, no there was definitely weird things there. Like, just, and it's not even that it was weird things. That swordfish isn't that mental. There's definitely weirder things that folk can eat. But it was just the fact it was hanging out there, and you could smell it. It was being absolutely cooked to bits, man.
No cooked enough.
No cooked enough. No. I think we're still waving about, man.
I think you were cooked.
I was cooked for 3 days, man.
Listen, Chad, I'm cooked.
Honestly, man, I was so dehydrated. I remember I was just watching like FIFA highlights for 3 days in the hotel room, man. Just, oh, it was absolutely crazy, man.
Can I've actually never had food poisoning?
I don't know if I
have.
I've only had it once with prods and frads.
Fucked.
Right, did you hit an elevator or what?
No, so like I had it straight away, and it was like a restaurant in the middle of like fucking nowhere. It was like South France, and I went into like the toilet, and it was a fucking hole in the fucking hole in the ground, and it was like there was shit in the wall, and that like there was straight up shit, fucking
fat culture.
It was a cultured hole, so I was just like standing shitting over the fucking hole. I'm not going to the gory details, man, but fuck, man, my toes were covered.
Dipped, all man. The stardust, man,
French
everywhere.
French dipped toes, man, fuck.
I'm glad that I'm not the only person that's absolutely shat the breaks, man, do you know what I mean?
We've all shat the breaks, man.
I've
got a few stories. You've definitely got a few stories.
I've got Mel and a few.
I've got a story that you choked for, I think. But I'll story. Or is it you? I can't remember, but...
No, I think you could maybe tell your one about walking to work. I can't... I tried to remember.
That's my favourite story of all time.
Right, I think should, man, for the culture.
But we'll hit a double, break.
If you had to be on the internet,
I mean, I'm no bot. I've already told folk about the elevator on holding the swordfish. Do you know what I mean? This can't be much worse. The only difference was I was 13 at that time, and I'm 25 now, so I'd have been... 25? When this happened, maybe 24. But I used to, before I had a car and I could drive, I had to walk to work in the morning on a Sunday because the buses weren't on.
I love this.
And I woke up like 5:30, whatever it was, like 6:00. And then it takes about 25 minutes to walk to my work. And my stomach was kind of a bit iffy. I don't know what I'd ate the night before, but usually I think I'd been to the toilet and I was like, I'll be fine, man. Drank some water, whatever. I'm walking. I get to, there's like 3 runabouts from my house to my work or to the town in Kilmarnock. And I think I got to the first runabout and farted a wee bit. And it just had that smell, but it was like, right, we're fine, we need to walk to work, you're gone. And then like my stomach's kind of doing hangies and all that, and I'm walking, go to the second runabout, and I fart it, and it wasn't just a fart, do you know what I mean? So cool. It was doing my ass. So I had to waddle back to my house.
Penguins of Madagascar.
what's the walk of the penguins? What it's called? That was me walking back to the house, man. So I had to walk back and change my boxers and then walk back to work with a clean ass.
Actually, that story's too good. It's too good. The first time you ever tell that, man.
It's because you're walking to work. That's what makes it like funnier.
Did you tell your walk? Were you late?
Maybe told them that I had some stomach issues, but I don't know if I...
I like say telling work about explosive diarrhea. Like, it's because I was just catching folk out at his peak.
Really, at that point, I should have just been like, phoning them up and been like, I've shot myself. I'm not coming in today. Are you kidding? But I still went in, so...
Brown cheeks.
Aye.
happy sheet.
But that's my two stories about... Keeping my pants.
We'll not actually embarrass yourself anymore.
We're already here. It's all right.
We're here. It's peak. There'll be plenty more. 100%.
Kind of folk are going to be listening to this. It's been death, crisps, dips, and then shite.
That'll be the title. Food
and saloon, stick around.
Food, feces and fucking Michael Owen.
Oh, I have forgotten about that, actually. No, right, what are we thinking?
We'll take we'll take a wee break and we'll come back with Rex. How about it? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yep, right, let's get it, boys. Back in a bit.
Keep that in.
Fucking keep, he's get these wrecks going, right?
Two balls.
Two bars.
Right, who's wanting to introduce us? Do any of you want to take? One of the weeds want to take one?
When you go.
Jay took it last time, so.
Are we done a clap? welcome back to the podcast. This is Disco Saloon segment 3, episode 4. And we're going to do our rubber recommendations. And we're going to start with Aaron's YouTube video / weird hang of the week.
Yes, baby. We are locked in. Let me pull this one up to just geese the title in case you want to search it.
Yes.
Right, so. When the victim is the culprit, the case of Carly Russell.
Woo!
And this is on the Dreading and then in brackets Crime and Psychology channel. 871,000
The Dreading?
Dreading. Aye, just Dreading. Right, so anyway, that's Carly Russell, right? So, basically it was just, the video is telling the story of what happened in the subsequent investigation and then the police reports, right? So, basically pretty much the story as the police and the family knew, this lassie was working and she stole from her work. She stole, she took some toilet roll and some air hangs, right, for her work, right? So, like, classic, like, walked out with stuff that she shouldn't have. And she went in her car, drove to Chick-fil-A or something and bought two meals, and then she was driving and went to, like, a Home Bargains S-type place, bought some stuff in there, and then when she was driving home, right, she started pooing into the side. She phoned the police and said to the police, oh, look, there's a toddler on the side of the road, right? And they were asking questions like, so I was listening to it, like, they play the call. They were like, oh, there's this toddler. It's, like, 3 or 4 year old, da-da-da. They were like, right, don't go out the car, right? And then, so, right, cool, we'll dispatch folk to come and see, whatever. So she's in the car, and then she phones her sister-in-law, right, and says to her, oh, there's this Wayne. So she's telling her all this stuff. And she's like, I'm going to go and see if they're all right. So the sister could hear her get out the car, shout to the Wayne, and then it was just a dead line. The police got there and she wasn't there, right? So she was like gone.
What?
Right, now it gets fucking cracked, right? So she's disappeared, right? Manhunt, fucking everybody's out for her, the police or her family, the arranger, the hanging cunts are posting fucking like 50k, 100k rewards. It goes viral on TikTok air night. Right, that this lassie was missing. Celebrities are posting about it. Everybody, like, so everybody in our area is out searching, right? And she's missing, I think it was Friday night or Thursday night. And she's missing in total for 49 hours, right? And she turns back up at her house, so nobody could find her. Turns back up at her house, just fine, like normal, right? And she's obviously, like, hanging. Her parents were in the news saying, like, she's a fighter. She loves food. She loves food. Like actually, because she was, like, she's such a good girl. Like, she got me an extra meal, and she loves her food. I swear, this woman was actually saying that. It was mental. Right, anyway. So, she came back, and the police, obviously, like, right, we need to take you in, obviously. Like, you've been abducted, whatever. So, like, the day, like, tests on her, and they ask her, and at first, the police didn't disclose it, but they just said it would be a slow investigation. There was nae speed. But because everybody was like, oh my God, there's obviously like somebody yeezing away to abduct folk, and it went mental in the media, social media. So the police were like, right, our horns are tied. Press conference, right? Press conference. So the guy's up there, and he's fucking pink suit, man, this police guy, man. He's fucking looked rad, man. And he's like, ah, right, look, he's... like, here's the facts, and he stated the facts. He's like, so we know she left her work, and she had this stuff that she shouldn't have had. She went here, got food, and then she went there. We've got the surveillance footage, and they play it. So her in the court, and she just poos up, and the phone data shows that she phoned the police till she hung up. She had moved 400 yards, four full football, American football pitches, aye, in that time. So she hadn't stopped to look at Wayne. There was no Wayne in the picture. She just got out the car and then disappeared out of frame, right?
Hey.
She said she got kidnapped by a guy and put in a truck and then like drove about and then they get moved somewhere else and they were taking pictures there and they stripped her naked and all this kind of stuff. There was not a scratch on her, right? Basically, at the end of it, the police were like, look, like there's nothing to worry about. It's whatever, we're still investigating. She then got a lawyer to get in contact with the police and she said, oh, I just made it all up. I'm dealing with some issues. I'm sorry. I hope you can give me the time and space for it.
What?
Mate. Like, and she'd done it because she wanted attention. That was it. She just wanted attention. So she just disappeared. Mate, she honestly, it was her birthday a couple of days later, so, like, the working theory is that she just wanted extra attention for her birthday.
So that folk would go happy, but...
Aye.
Surely you get prosecuted for that, but...
Well, she's got...
Wasting police time. She's got... Do you know what I mean? False.
She's been charged. I didn't look into it, but she's been charged, so I don't know.
Surely there's levels you get to... For attention seeking before that.
Aye, like, white lies, man. Keep it low key, man, if you're right.
If you're doing this toddle on the road, you've got to be thinking to yourself, nah, it's too much.
That's too far.
I was going to stop you and say, how sensationalised are these stories? But now that I found out that the full thing was actually fake, what?
But that's the whole thing. Like, a lot of the comments were like, see if you're going to, like, say it was like, oh, you were buying drugs after somebody in the kidnapped jail. You could make it so much more down to earth real, whereas it's so sensational. And she basically just sat in a motel. She said they were feeding her chips. Like Cheez-Its, I think it was actual Cheez-Its, like the brand Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, man, wow. I would get kidnapped, eat a cut of it. The
police have CCTV footage of her before she supposedly got kidnapped with the bag of Cheez-Its, and she says her kidnappers were feeding her Cheez-Its.
Oh, man, so she literally just went, I've got Cheez-Its.
Mental.
Man, that'll do.
Mental.
You could leave them out like Hansel and Gretel for me, man, and I'd be like...
Fucking straight to the witch in the pot.
Yeah, anyway, late Jesus.
Bye. That's mine for the week.
That's class, man.
What if she was lying about? She got told, "Oh, tell them it's a lie." Like she did. That's we get kidnapped. Oh. And they were like, "That's a whole other conspiracy." Well,
that would be
nah,
cracked.
Actually, you just tell them you were lying.
Her phone data, but she was searched. I didn't add this in, but on her phone searches, she was like, how much would you need to pay for a false Amber Alert? And what age is the limit for an Amber Alert?
What age is the lassie, sorry?
She was like 25.
That's crazy.
Holy moly, man.
That's like boredom on a new level.
And her family and her boyfriend like fully believed her the full time. Like her parents done an interview like 2 days later before she admitted. And they were like, oh no, like she definitely got abducted, like on live telly. And you're like, but at that point, it was like the police had already basically said, like, no, but they hadn't confirmed it. And then it was like 2 days later. So
that's just.
See if you have
folk are on a different level, man.
If MD watches it, honestly, keep an eye on the guy's like suits, man. Crisp.
That guy's looking sharp.
He wore like suits that matched the backdrop and like what he's hanging. It was a pink one and a blue one. It was so good, man.
Was it America?
I think Oklahoma. But I don't know. If I remember correctly. But aye. That's mine for the week, so pass on. You out of the album?
Aye, fuck it.
Get some fun at the end.
Yeah, so my album of the week is Da Answer, so D-A Answer.
Da Answer.
By nice. K Supreme, and the S is like a dollar sign.
Ooh.
So you can kind of guess what it is, man. It's like proper like cloud rap trap, and nice. It's like he's just riding the beat the whole time, man. Like, and it's like heavy, like... like to the point where it's like the bass is too much. I was riding about in the work van, blasting it, man. Loving like old folks like pills and that, just like blasting this tune. He's talking about like smoking big doinks and all that, man. It's so good. It's so stupid. Like what he's saying is like dumb. It's like dumb rap. But I was fucking loving it, man.
Don't mind it.
And it was like it was a proper like. Fucking car bass boomer, man. It reminded me, so I've not got much to say about the album because that's all what it is, but it did remind me of when I went to Philadelphia. They've got a street called South Street, and on a Friday night all the guys, like all the drug dealers and that, just getting their like minted cars, big mad rims. And just blast tunes.
Do they?
And they just, class, man.
They just ride at like 15 miles an hour down South Street. It's a massive street. It must take them like 2 hours to get down this street. And they're just like blasting tunes. And I'm just like this like 17-year-old white boy just like, that's amazing.
How do I leave?
It's like, this is the fucking best day of my life.
So is it just like gang, like that bling stuff? No.
Yeah. Oh, what, the album? No, so it's more, he's more like a...
gangster?
Nah, K-Supreme's like, he was like a suburbs guy, he's from Pasadena. So he's not like a gangster guy.
He's one of the ones where it's like, kind of...
But he's cool, he talks about like cool stuff, he's just talking about like smoking joints and like pumping buds and that. That's kind of like, it's the universal language of boys, man, you know what I mean?
Well, do you see that in the lab?
can you do like a rap album? We're all basically waiting for the country
album. Oh, it's coming. it's a really obscure genre called sample drill. Don't know if you've ever heard of that. Sample, so it's like drill. Do you know like drill music? It's like kind of trap, but it's like about like killing and all that. Sample drill is like where it's all based on a sample.
Mm.
To the point where the sample, they're not even like cutting the sample up, they're just playing the tune in the background and he's rapping. Third song in it is Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish, and he's just rapping over the Billie Eilish tune. It's that, I can't sing it. So it's just that sample, and it sounds, he sped up a wee bit, and it's so good.
Right.
And he's just rapping over the top of it, just talking about like.
Is this a newer album then?
Last year. It's good, man. I would recommend it. If you're not into like trap music, you'd be like, that's just fucking shit. But if you want to ride about in the motor, blast it, man.
There you go. It's
whippage.
It's honestly a proper fucking 360 fucking mode, man. Burnout Dominator tunes, man. It's fucking so good.
Yeah, last week was in the sheets, this one's in the streets.
Yeah,
I like that.
Cold in the sheets, cold in the streets, man. What was the album?
Waves.
Really good. K-Supreme, that answer.
That answer.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can tell he's got like mad chains on and like grills. And all that. You can hear he's like grills like
clicking
against each other. But yeah, that answer.
So what you say to your father when he doesn't answer the phone? That answer. It's a wee dad joke.
So here's a wee extra one. He also had another album called Sorry for the Flex 3.
Is he sorry for the Flex 1 and 2? Oh, mate. That's class.
Would have been better if he didn't, but... stuff like that.
I'm going to double check if he does actually have a 1 and 2.
If he's just get sorry for the Flex 3 and then...
That was like a thing rappers done definitely for a while in like the 2010s or
just
something.
Just part of title.
Like, there was
Unstoppable
2 chains in that.
8, and it's like there wasn't even the first 7 of them. It's just like, what is even
good? That's so good, man.
Do you know, it's funny, I've looked up and a 1 and 2 isn't coming up. It's just Sorry for the Flex 3.
Sorry for da Flex
3. For da Flex 3. There's nae 1s and 2s.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah, you know, it's just that, it's the same.
Aye.
Same, just 3.
That's unreal.
That is class.
Yeah, aye. No, do you know what?
Fair play.
Nah, there's no 1 and 2.
Love it. Better that way.
Yeah. Better, absolutely.
Shout K-Supreme. Dollar sign in the S, don't forget.
I don't forget that.
Aye, so that's the album. 7.5 out of 10. I liked it.
Shit, aye, you got rain.
I forgot for my rain. I'm going to get a solid 8.5 or 85% on my. What was the.
Morbidity or curiosity.
We'll get on both because it's pretty mad.
I think that's been my favourite so far out of your recommendations. Maybe the way you explained it was really good. You heard me.
I was locked in.
Nice, I like that. I appreciate that.
I quite liked last week's just because of how a bit.
Right, so what are we on now?
Bradley said he had a banger of a quote.
Oh, I've got an actual, theatrical rum rolls, do you know what I mean? Mental. So I've actually got a quote for a Shakespeare play requested by Jay. We were talking about a fellow earlier
fellow.
So we said, oh, maybe we can get a quote for old fellow. It doesn't really have any specific meaning to me, but it was the one that was like a list of quotes that I'd saw. I've no read Othello. I've got a drama degree, but I've no read Othello. I've read their Shakespeare plays, but no this one. But Jay studied it, and you studied it, didn't you, in school?
I studied English, yeah.
Aye. So this is the one that I thought was quite cool. Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. Got me a bit brick, not gonna lie.
You maybe need to do it one more time.
Right. I'll stand up.
Go into character.
No, get into character.
Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. Iago, Act 3, Scene 3.
Iago, man, some guy. Hey, you've new set the bar, and you do that every week.
If there's quote, see if it's fair Shakespeare play. I'll become the three-eyed monster that much moth doth it feeds on.
Even if you were doing quotes and it was like Stephen Gerrard and you done it in the thing, anyway.
You should do the Interstellar one. The do not go gentle into that dark night. You should do that.
Michael Caine, can I do a Caine impression?
What was your meat? Your score? Right. Meat
so
is?
I mean,
sloppy disk the hard drive.
I feel like it's kind of hard. It's gone. I think the meat it feeds on kind of gets me, and it is the green eyed monster which doth mock. It's so Shakespearean. Doth mock. Joke.
Green eyed. Is that where green eyed monster came from? That's like a famous thing, is it not? That I bet you.
It might be. Well, they say that the color green's like a representation.
I wonder if it was Shakespeare that.
Everything Shakespeare, man. Shakespeare. You name a hang in the first hang of Shakespeare. Always, man.
What
always.
Blue eyes, white dragon.
Probably Shakespeare.
He probably actually invented jealousy. He probably didn't even hang.
Anyway, I don't want my bird there, or I don't want that happen, or I want that back. Or
I'm
something.
Not a fucking cuck.
But I don't really care much about a fellow. Me and Jay kind of spoke about it earlier, but it's all about making somebody else jealous.
Iago poisons a fellow's mind, telling him that a fellow's wife's cheating on him with somebody else.
You dirty
But
dog.
I think that's the thing. It's the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat. What is it, sorry?
What was the first line?
Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy.
That is class. Lord of jealousy.
It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. So it's actually just mocking the folk that have it.
That's
brilliant.
Class. See, that's
brilliant.
Mental because it's actually Iago that does make Othello jealous.
Aye.
So
he's manipulating him. He's gaslighting him.
Gaslighting
him. Gaslighters.
But is that him calling out then to say, like, oh, beware, my lord? Is he talking to somebody else telling him, oh, beware of jealousy, the thing that I'm using? Or is he talking to himself, monologuing?
To
the audience?
I think he might be trying to get in a fella's brain at that point.
Okay.
Like he's trying to, like, you know...
set him up to...
reverse psychology.
I'm not trying to manipulate you, but watch it for folk. It's definitely not me.
I watch folk will make. I watch it for that thing called jealousy. Because I
planting a seed.
But I'd probably get like an 8 out of 10 or something. It makes Shakespeare quotes just kind of go hard, man. The day.
Flows like water over rocks, man.
It's just good, man. Anyone's got a favourite? Shakespeare quote?
I love Macbeth.
Macbeth?
Aye, I couldn't quote it, man. But fucking Macbeth is like one of my favourite stories ever, man. Ever since I did higher English, I've been obsessed with it. Aye. I always like see every like film about Macbeth, I watch it, man.
Joke.
The one with Denzel was incredible.
Aye, they're so good, man.
Japanese,
the Kurosawa, throwing a blood.
Aye, I'll go on it.
Even the Fassbender one, I was like, joke, man.
Oh, I've seen half of that one, the Fassbender one, but I never finished it.
Bam.
Don't think. I like Roman Juliet, we done that in school. That's that.
I fucking hate the Baz Luhrmann film.
See, McKeith, you're going to hate me because I choke for it.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry. I choke for young Leo. I choke for the guy that plays Sid the Sloth in Ice Age. and him playing Turbo and he's putting the faggot with his golden studded shoes. I'm for it.
I like the scene where they're like walking and they're looking through the window at each other.
And they've got the fish tank and that.
That's it, the fish tank.
Claire Danes. Nice. Claire Danes is.
But the rest of she's gorgeous. Suck my cock, man.
All right. Well, I enjoy it. And I'll keep enjoying it. Cereal of the week.
Thank God, man. I've been sitting waiting in the wings. Put me in, coach. I thought there was a new podcast starting off, branching off there. The two hamsters in the corner. Or what's the two wee guys for Ice Age called? There were eye patches and that, or like the kind of recruiting.
Oh, the wee, I can't even remember.
Anyway, I'm going to need spit bars hella quick because I think that camera's just about to set this film place on fire. Cereal of the week, crunchy nut clusters with the chocolate swirls or twirls or cuddles or whatever the fuck.
I can this one. And I choke.
I've been actually thinking all week that all your recommendations for stuff, it's hard because 1 week I'm going to need to pick Bran Flakes just to shit on something because all your recommendations are all going to be probably 8 out of 10. That's it. That's true. So, like, do you then have to pick something you don't like?
Do you not like Bran Flakes?
Well,
it's just when you've got the options.
It's just if you've got the options. I don't think they're disgusting, but
it's not the ones you're picking.
If you had a bowl of them or a bowl of wood chips for a Wayne's Play Park beside each other and put milk in them, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So. But you know what I mean? I do like Mace cereals, but there must be cereals out there I don't like as much. Every cereal out there is an 8 out of 10. It's impossible.
No.
Anyway, Crunchy Nut Clusters with the chocolate swirls. Now, if these didn't have chocolate swirls in them, we're probably talking a decent 5 or 6 out of 10. And you like to cheat yourself and pretend these fuckers are healthy, but they're not.
Even without the chocolate, there must actually be
sugar just like that. Just you can't really taste sweetness after the sugar, that kind of thing. I have got issues with them, but see when you pour them into the bowl, I can it says clusters, but I'm no wanting the fucker that sank the fucking Titanic. wanting fucking wiping out dinosaurs here in my bowl. Like, you get things like that just you need to mash up it. I don't want to have to work overtime to eat my cereal. I'm wanting the cereal, bowl, mouth, that's it, stomach, done. Whereas these things are like, oh, you better work for your food, boy.
You have to munch them a bit, don't you? You do get the odd one where it's like eating a stain.
See that film Ants where there's fucking pickaxe in the lodge? I like that, try to break up here at the clusters. And I know it's in the name, right, but fuck me. Anyway, they see the chocolate swirls when they melt in your mouth. They're kind of good. It's kind of granola vibes, but it's really fucking sweet. Really sweet. The milk, meh. 4 or 5 out of 10. Again, sugary. It's just like sugary milk. The milk's not that great. The actual taste but is quite good after them, but I think I really like them. Like, I could eat them to a band playing. They're probably an 8 out of 10, but I think I probably need to give them like a 6.5 or something because all the cereals I've spoken about previously are better. And these aren't they bad, they're just like all that work and all that. Is it really worth it? Why do I have to put that much effort in just to get my bowl of cereal in the morning? You know what I mean? So 6.5 Crunchy Nut Clusters chocolate.
A joke.
Bosh.
Yeehaw.
Sorted. I love your recommendation. The cereals.
I'm fucking Dean in this cough.
Cereals are a hot favourite. We've had a few folks say it's not we want more cereal chat.
We never
get much the day, but we're listening.
Well, see, the thing is, I could probably talk about cereal like to the coos come home.
I'd like to add, and this is directly for your listeners and viewers on YouTube, so you can see me if you're watching it. Gear's recommendations, not just for cereal. We've already said cereal, but continue the cereal recommendations because Jay screams. But also, if you're a YouTube enthusiast that also pays 13 quid a month for premium like myself, drop me a YouTube video, I'll watch it. If I see it and it's no like 4 hours long, I might watch it. If it's 4 hours long, I like long ones. So if it is long, maybe I actually double send that. But also, if you've got any quotes or any albums, potentially.
See if you make music, send it to me. I'll listen to anyone.
If you write quotes or poetry or anything, let me read it.
See if you make your own cereal.
See if you're a person for one of Aaron's videos that phoned the police, made up a story. Let him ken. We're here.
But aye, continue the comments, bring them in. Thank you for MD that has engaged with our stuff. We do appreciate it. Helps the algorithm shit, so aye, it's ideal
it's
stuff.
A pleasure.
Mwah. Bradley's not wearing his Rangers tap this week. No, if that one comment,
sorry,
admire.
Mm-hmm. This is actually an international overdose awareness tap.
That's not funny.
It's meant to say know your route. Yeah, route because I went on a walk. It's to prevent folk getting overdoses because drug issues are bad.
And, prevalent in our society.
So I report things and communicate with your siblings.
Cool, and on that note,
we'll do a wee wrap up. We'll fucking, I'll say bon voyage, adios, all that good shit.
Au revoir, mon ami.
Free Palestine.
I'll get you.
My guys.
I think I forgot to say I'll get you last week. I'll get you.
I will get you.
We'll get you.
We will get you. That's fine. Bye bye.